This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Kingdom Tide, The Yoke of Freedom, Delighted, Part 4. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Consider this. My mom grew up on a little fishing village called Harker's Island on the coast of North Carolina. From the front porch of the house that her dad built, you can see the Cape Lookout Lighthouse and a stretch of land in the Sound called Shackelford Banks. Shackelford Banks is home to a population of wild horses. They have never been bridled, trained, or domesticated. Local authorities protect them from human interaction, preserving their untouched way of life. Historians and scientists have concluded that their Spanish Mustang ancestors survived a shipwreck and swam to this strip of safety, where their family line has continued for generations. When I was growing up, the wild horses on Shackelford Banks were a symbol of freedom in my mind. No bridles, no saddles, no domestication for the purpose of human service, total freedom. Until one day it dawned on me, Shackelford Banks is only a couple of miles wide and fewer than 10 miles long. For hundreds of years, this family line of wild horses has been restricted to this small stretch of sand and seagrass, surrounded by a boundary of water. Perhaps that is not freedom, but isolation. When Jesus offers the yoke, the enemy whispers of freedom from it. What the enemy really wants for you is isolation. A perceived freedom from Christ, which of course is merely bondage to yourself and your own enslaving sin. Jesus channels the prophet's hope of a God that shatters the yoke of slavery, and in its place he offers a yoke of freedom. Bound to him in discipleship, tied to him in intimacy, walking with him in rest and true fulfillment. The island appears to be a promise of freedom. It is actually a legacy of isolation. The yoke seems to be a form of bondage. It is actually an invitation to delight in the freedom of Jesus. The prayer, Lord of the yoke, break us free from the bonds of slavery and the false promise that leads to isolation. Bind us to you. Draw us near and teach us to rest in your freedom. The questions. How does this imagery of the yoke strike you? What do you think about this distinction between freedom and isolation? For The Awakening, I'm Matt LaRoy.